Let me tell you about the Love Tutoring Festival. We want you to bring your joy, we want you to bring your voice, and most importantly, we want everybody in the room to bring their expertise.
We are empowering, genuinely empowering the child to make some of those decisions about feeling good about life, living a life that is worth living, which of course it means going back and being with your friends in school. What I've found about this partnership that we have is that it celebrates the good.
Oh.
It looks at that horizon and think that can be a world where those who need it the most can get it the most. The biggest lesson I could ever tell anybody, it has taken me years to learn, is the art of connecting with people.
So you and I were talking earlier about listening. Mm. Talk to us about the magic of listening.
Sorry, what was that? Sure.
Hello and welcome to the Qualified Tutor Podcast, the podcast that brings you the latest in the world of tutoring, edtech and education, and hopefully inspires in you the big change that each and every one of us is capable of. Qualified Tutor is an industry-leading tutor training organisation and online tutoring community for thousands of tutors around the world. This podcast is the voice of this community, where we aim to hear from tutors, teachers, entrepreneurs, coaches, business experts, students, tutorpreneurs, and more from the world of tutoring about what inspires them every day, how they can help tutors like you, and what they've learned about tutoring along the way. The question is, what will you learn today?
Hi guys, it's Ludo here, host of this podcast and director of the Love Tutoring Festival. Julia and I thought long and hard about whether to release an episode today on the 23rd of December 2021. Due to its proximity to the traditional festive break taken by those who celebrate Christmas. But this conversation is just too good to hold back. If you've got a few spare moments, a time for pause over the next week or so, or whenever you're listening to this, settle in, listen and learn from two of the very best, Julia Silva, founder of Qualified Tutor, and Diego Mello, CEO and co-founder of Nudge Education, who are lead sponsors of the Love Tutoring Festival 2, coming to screens near you from Monday the 24th to Friday the 28th of January 2022. Enjoy.
Hello and welcome. My name is Julia Silva. I'm the founder and the CEO of Qualified Tutor. I'm here with Diego Mello, founder and CEO of Nudge Education. Mm-hmm. And we are very, very proud to bring the Love Tutoring Festival to you.
Yeah, so are we.
Go ahead.
So, thank you, Julia. I got a phone call from Julia the other day and said, we're running Love Tutoring Festival again, and I could not wait to get behind it. I was like,
yes.
How can we do it? And, you know, excited to announce to you, I guess, what we might be doing together.
So why the Love Tutoring Festival, Diego? Why are you so excited about it?
I mean, to be honest, Qualified Tutors and Love Tutoring Festival being this sort of twin sisters kind of thing.
Yeah.
Qualified Tutors in particular have been, you know, part of Nudge Education's life, really, for the past 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And we couldn't live without Qualified Tutors anymore. Our tutors are empowered, equipped, they find community, an enormous amount of expertise, and it works, doesn't it?
It works.
And, but ultimately, we find that the quality of delivery out there in the field, it has substantially increased. And it's given people, for example, like a child psychologist or a retired social worker, the confidence to not only engage with young people in a way that will get them to this place where they need to be, a place where life is worth living, but it will also give them the confidence as to how to work, tutor on that one-to-one basis.
That's
so
right.
They can draw into their own particular professional experiences of working with kids who are disengaged, but also do a really good job of teaching them the maths, English, science, robotics, animal care, whatever it is that we need to do.
So basically, the idea of Love Tutoring Festival is to open that out to you. Diego and I have this joy of working together and supporting tutors and inspiring them with a love of the change that we're making together. But we know that it goes way beyond qualified tutor and way beyond education. There are so many organisations that are making a huge difference out there, but tutoring can be lonely. Mm. And so Love Tutoring is an invitation and a celebration. Talk to us a little bit about that celebration, Diego.
I mean, life has enough to drag us down sometimes, though, isn't it? But there's that kind of enormous amount of an equal, if not greater amount of hope and joy. And I think, I don't know, sometimes there's a bit of a culture within the education world, not sector-only world. What I've found about this partnership that we have is that it celebrates the good. Oh. It looks at that horizon and think that can be a world where those who need it the most can get it the most. So it's not about equality just. It's about an equitable world where those who need it a bit more, they'll get a bit more. And we know that like a fair, equitable world is best for everybody. And we just need to look at other economies or other places where that doesn't happen to see what some of the feels for life is like,
you know? Okay,
so crime and all that kind of stuff, you know. So it makes sense. Imagine a child, to jump in, imagine thinking of a child not being able to dream up if they want to be a bricklayer, a hairdresser, an air pilot, a doctor. That's not a world that I want to be part of. No. And I find that gathering people together to celebrate and to imagine this world that we could create together is an unmissable opportunity. So yes. I think get yourselves over.
Let me tell you about the Love Tutoring Festival. Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. 75 hours of live events, which will all be, of course, accessible as recordings afterwards. It's going to be amazing. And it's not a conference.
Yeah.
It's a festival. We want you to bring your joy, we want you to bring your voice, and most importantly, we want everybody in the room to bring their expertise. Mm. We are not looking to ask people to sit and listen to the experts. We are a room full of educators, and the only way that we're going to create the change that we're looking to create is by asking everybody to put their shoulder to the wheel. So we're going to be hosting events that are collaborative and inviting of you to get involved. The speakers are going to be astonishing, but let me tell you first about the themes of each day.
Okay.
So Monday is special educational needs, mental health and well-being. And of course, that's a really important place to start our conversation. Inclusiveness is baked into the qualified tutor and to the Nudge Education way of being. And what we're going to ask you to do is to think about what you can do to support and enable students who are facing barriers to learning. So Diego, at this stage, can you tell us a bit about Nudge Education and your approach to supporting special educational needs, neurodiversity, mental health?
Yeah, I mean, we work with a particular niche of students, not limited to, but nonetheless, you know, our focus and our efforts is working with those who have come to understand it to be chronically disengaged. So the kids we work with often have been kind of fractured away from or are dangling off away from the education sector for quite some time. Mm. Or their educational trajectory is fractured with traumatic events. So it's long term, but it's also complex.
Mm.
And in all of these complexities, there's quite an easy solution to it. It's called love, actually. love, it's called attention and care. And there's lots and lots of good science behind love.
Sure.
And caring and all that kind of stuff. I'm not sure if people remember in their days of studying Maslow and the way that he talks about some of those things. You know, there's a lot of good neuroscience out there that kind of does that. So we work with that particular sort of niche of students. We've begun to work more and more with schools who are concerned about the risks that some of those kids that they work with are are up against that could lead to that chronic disengagement. So we've been, working with young people who are struggling to meet some of those academic achievements and goals. We've been working with young people who are at the risk of exclusions. We've been working with young people who have been excluded, a short-term exclusion sort of period. But it is entirely about leaving no child behind. So whether a child is in school or not in school, chronically disengaged or not, we are trying to create this movement of like-minded people that will get behind a world where we can look back and think, there's no one's behind us. And if there is, we'll go back and get them.
So tell us about the five cornerstones.
So the five cornerstones is something that we've come to understand based on our practice that came to give evidence to our work, the effectiveness of our work, which is founded upon five main things. It's movement. All know how good it feels to move and have a boogie or go and, jump on a bike and have a pedal or do some yoga or climb some walls.
Swimming in the sea in December.
Swimming in the cold sea in December in Brighton, yes. But we all know how good it feels. But actually, if we look at the health of a child that is well engaged with the education sector, which, by the way, is amazing.
Right.
I think the education sector is producing some amazing results. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of noise about what it could do better, mm-hmm. But I think there's not enough celebration about how well it's doing under enormous pressure.
Sounds like another festival to me.
Sounds like another festival, yes. So movement, the other thing that we do with our students, we engage in an enormous amount of creative work, and that isn't necessarily about playing the guitar or painting a picture. That is art. And not necessarily creative sometimes. We're not creating anything new, just joining the dots. Mm-hmm. It's good, nonetheless. But creativity for us is engaging young people in problem solving. So you're feeling good, you're problem solving. Then we begin to understand the physiology of a child as well. Again, if you look at a child that is doing quite well in school, they move lots, they're very creative, they solve their own problems in terms of their own relationships, so how they're going to get away with not doing their homework, or how they're going to find time to do their homework. And, it might be learning the guitar, it might be learning a particular skill, but what they also do quite well is that they are regularly eating. There's a routine, there's a flow to their nutrition. There's enormous debates about, what's healthy food and what's not healthy food. What should we give a child, whatever, Donald's, or should we give them some broccoli instead or something like that? There's an enormous polarised argument. It's quite noisy as well. But what we do know about the physiology of a child as well is that, by eating, you kind of activate that rest and digest part of your central nervous system, which then probably helps you to engage with more a thoughtful concentration or perhaps even rest, which is the other thing that we do with the young people that we work or that we have the pleasure of working with or intervening, is we put some good routines there of rest. Mm-hmm. And that rest isn't necessarily just sleep. Rest is about having a chance to slow things down and turn off the engine for a little bit, mm-hmm. and maybe look at something or watch something. And then ultimately, we do want young people to grow in their ability to be aware and present. Mm-hmm. And so we do lots and lots of reflective work, be it whatever it is. Whilst all of this is happening in the background, we're delivering the maths, the English, the robotics, the biology, the psychology.
The carpentry,
whatever. We taught somebody to do some, got a certificate in wild swimming. Somebody from the Midlands.
Great.
I wish it had been me who had delivered it, but I'm not qualified enough to do it. I do that. So no wonder we have this success rate, because actually we are genuinely empowering the child to make some of those decisions about feeling good about life, living a life that is worth living, mm-hmm. which of course it means going back and being with your friends in school. Mm-hmm. Or of course it means, reconnecting with new people.
Mm. It's very hopeful.
Very, yeah. But we need, we need to know that we're not alone. And I think that's why the festival is so important. Whether you're a lone individual, single tutor with your own clients, whether you're part of an organisation that's delivering on the National Tutoring Programme, whether you are a slightly, different organisation like Nudge Education, has some of those elements in there. It's really important that we feel connected, that we know that we're part of a greater, greater idea.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. I'm going to ask Diego to tell us his thoughts on the business of tutoring now, because Tuesday is our focus on ourselves as freelancers, as small business leaders, and sometimes medium and large businesses. But what's so interesting there is the combination between your mindset as an educator and your mindset as a leader, and how those two things come together with management skills as well. And you and I talk about this a lot, about that North Star and about serving that North Star vision. So can you talk to us about your history moving from being a school leader to being a business leader, and what was transferable and what skills you needed to learn?
Well, thank you. I think I'm still a better educated than a business leader, I must tell everyone. But I think the biggest lesson I could ever tell anybody, and I think it has taken me years to learn. Years, and it'll probably take me years to perfect, but it'll probably stay with me for the entirety of my career, is the art of connecting with people. Mm. There is business. It's a transaction, isn't it? So it's an engagement. It's a service. It has to make people's lives better. It has to. And those who can actually tune into that, they'll build great businesses. It's very important. I know people are probably dying to understand the how, and you know, how do you get this? What kind of software do we do? All that noise. Or as some very wise young woman from Scandinavia would say, blah, blah, blah. You know, I think the important thing here, Julie, is to understand that we are serving, and the privilege in that. So tune in your service. You know, understand how to communicate your service, be kind enough to understand how to improve that. But mostly, I think the business of tutoring, whilst we have to take great care, I think the festival will unpack some of that, you know, from taxation to marketing to all of that kind of stuff that's been there for years. I think one of the things we need to be attuned to, and I think hopefully that theme will emerge as well in the festival, it's as business people who have an interest in doing something, but also getting something back, be it motivation, be it money, be it purpose, whatever it is, it's important that we connect and we understand that particular art of connecting with our environment, with our ecosystem, and being a great part of it and understand the role that you play.
Mm. Talk to us a little bit about allyship as well in business.
Well, yes, I mean, it's an enormous sort of a natural human reaction, isn't it? The amygdala kicks in, so who's going to get that student? Who's going to get my student? You get all like, do you know how I know that? Because I've been there many times.
You're so honest, I love it.
Oh, you know, that contract and stuff. And it's all very important, of course it is. But ultimately, it really is about being an ally to all of those parts, to have an interest in the gift that you have to offer. Mm. So we often challenge or invite people into conversations when they assume that we are anti the education system, or that we don't want to add to this, or that schools are bad, or it doesn't make any sense. Mm. I think the allyship element really touches on very briefly on the concept that we are in this ecosystem, that actually we're all trying to do the same thing. We're all trying to live a life worth living. That's really that straightforward. Mm. So from that place, if you work back from that place, you know, the world is bringing us to a place where the concepts around competition and or gains, might bear some short-term gains for whoever it is leading that, but ultimately it's that long-term journey that we want to be together, that we are.
You're making me think of Simon Sinek's Infinite Game, mm-hmm. where he talks about the fact that nobody wins at business and nobody wins at life. What you're supposed to be doing is just moving forward together and making change along the way.
So yeah, so as a tutor, I think one of the greatest but rare things that we've observed at Nudge Education in the past 6 years or so is when people try to side with a particular part of that, it always feels disjointed.
Mm. Okay.
And we've got some great opportunities as tutors to actually bring people into one. And the success of a child is viral.
Yeah.
Everybody feels better when that happens, don't we? So, yeah.
Okay, great. So let's keep moving and let's think about Wednesday's theme. So Wednesday, we're talking about teaching and learning. It's the pinnacle of our week. And the reason why we put it in the centre is because there's no point in talking about teaching and learning without talking about the whole child first. So on Wednesday, when we drill down into teaching and learning, what would you share with us in terms of your insights about how a tutor should be showing up to support teaching and learning most effectively?
Well, again, I sound like a broken record.
Consistent.
But it really is just like it's about connecting with, you know, the organisations out there and having that conductivity. That is the crux of successful tutoring. It's about being able to connect with your child. You might be an excellent mathematician, but if you're not connecting with the child you're trying to teach maths, they'll probably nod. They probably get the right results, but the maths will never have the impact that you wanted in the long-term sort of outcomes for that child. Some might debate it. So I think when it comes down to teaching and learning, again, it's about knowing the child that you're teaching.
Yeah.
So, and we can do that through all sorts of things. There's numerous amounts of software out there, you know, like do your baseline, you know, figure out some of their preferences, really understand what their interests are, gauge the mood. Mm-hmm. So it really is about the overall understanding of what that student that you're about to go and teach is like.
You and I talk
And you
about...
take that pace, don't you? You have to slow it down, because otherwise you get straight down to business.
Yeah.
And you miss the whole point of the business of tutoring.
Oh, beautiful. So you and I were talking earlier about listening. Mm. Talk to us about the magic of listening.
What was that? I'm sorry.
In teaching and learning. Talk to us about listening.
You know, there are, you know, so I'm a terrible listener sometimes, Julia, I have to tell you. And that resulted in some difficult things, having to... difficult conversations with people when I was misunderstood.
Mm.
And instead of taking the, I was misunderstood sort of stance, I was like, actually, I was misunderstood because that's the vibe that I gave back, that I wasn't really paying attention. So there are some very obvious places we can go with listening. Start by slowing down.
Mm.
So I came here to your beautiful home in London, and I'm very grateful that you welcomed me. We could have jumped straight onto the video, but we had some conversation, didn't we?
And a good cup of tea.
And a great cup of tea. We allowed time.
Yeah.
And I think that's not a luxury that we should be looking to afford. It should be part of the process.
So you're talking about take the time with your student to make the space for them to really speak and be heard.
Well, yes, but there's also the pragmatism of, you know, if you're teaching straight up maths or physics, it's important to understand and listen, because we might have that syllabus set that we need to deliver on in order for them to pass that exam, but you might be missing out on some of those, oh, I like this, or this is really interesting, I'm not quite sure about this. It's those curious sort of snippets of sort of things.
Listen to the clues that they're telling
potentially,
you.
Potentially. I think that would be way better tutors from Nudge Education to talk about those details. But I think, again, it really boils down to the art of connecting with your student.
100%.
I mean, we'll go back around in circles and the experts will tell you, not me. It really is entirely about connectivity with your wider social ecosystem that you're part of, that you should be blessing and being blessed by.
Beautiful. Okay, Thursday, we'll be talking about the National Tutoring Programme.
Fantastic.
And we'll be talking about the tuition partners and talking with the tuition partners, which will be a fascinating couple of roundtables. And we're really going to dig into the schools-led programme because that's a new initiative that's enabling more people to be quite intentional and quite autonomous about who's working with each student.
Yeah.
I think the thing that I want to ask you, Diego, is this. Why should schools be making use of the National Tutoring Programme?
Well, because every single child matters. I know it sounds like an old campaign from government, doesn't it? every child matters. And there's probably a reason why that was a good name. They do. And, you know, we've got to be living in a world where everyone is equitable. Where things are more equitable, I'm meant to say. Well, that means some need a bit more than others. Because we don't want to leave anyone behind. And it doesn't make any economic sense. But also it doesn't quite tap into that visceral human element of us. He says, why should Mary dream of being a doctor or a scientist? But Elizabeth is being deprived from that opportunity to feel so good about life and be able to actually be at the same start line in school.
Do you believe that the National Tutoring Programme can help?
Oh, I think it's wonderful. I think it's amazing that so many organisations are behind it. I think we've got some, I mean, I know of some incredible people, organisations delivering on that, some of which are sponsoring some of the festival as well. You know, Johnny Manning's, and many others. I don't know if I should be saying names or whatever. I'm not very good with these things. But it's fantastic, number one, that lots of organisations are getting behind it. I think it's brilliant that we finally are attempting a concerted effort to make sure that children are not, A, disproportionately disaffected by the time that we had with COVID, but B, that we close that inequality gap a bit more. Mm-hmm. I'd love to see that bridged. There's no gap. Everybody just walks to the right side. If they find themselves on the wrong side. And the wrong side is a lack of opportunities, feeling like they can't achieve, or anxious about going to school, or holding a pen, and so on, that kind of stuff. And I think it's fantastic. I think there is some work to do about making sure schools know more about it. But tell me, if there's finances and resources out there to get the most disadvantaged in your school to come alongside some amazing professionals who are focused on moving them from this sort of point to that sort of point, who would want to get behind it? And let's do it.
Let's just do it. And let's clear the barriers.
Sometimes let's start faffing about and crack on. So I say to my team, that it's all very well to be busy, but unless we're getting in front of the children who need us the most, it become all but a pointless exercise of ego or business. Just busy, 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 busy for what? Is it producing the results that we want, which is relieving people from this place of mareness and taking them to this place of greatness where life is worth living? So let's do it. I think let's get rid of the noise. And let's crack on with what matters, which is making sure that every single child gets the chance that they deserve. And then imagine the world where we've got a country where pupils are happy and achieving well.
Imagine that. Imagine the potential.
I'd be well in for that,
Let's zoom right out and let's think about Friday, World Tutoring. What does it mean to you, the concept of tutoring as an international profession?
Yeah, well, Julia, we have enormous amounts of conversations with international schools and work happening with international schools. And what's that indicating to me, particularly from our angle, is that number one, chronic disengagement is happening, is a feature in the international student population. And then number two, the inequality is something that every single country in varying degrees are experiencing. I have I was not diagnosed with anything in school, but if you look back at my history in school, it's littered with episodes of hyperactive and attention difficulties. I was then tutored. I went to this private tutoring sort of centre to learn about primarily maths.
Whereabouts?
In Recife, in Brazil. That's why I'm telling you that. Because I think, I was a massive, and that gave me the confidence. And I still remember the guy. He had this, this kind of grey hair. And he was a PhD student, physics PhD student. And he was there. But there's something about, I'm trying to remember his name. I can see his face. He was tall and he was just so warm.
Mm.
And I'd show up like dead scared because all these kind of little private rooms was a long time ago, let's put it like this, in his house. And I'm dead scared and I'll leave feeling like I wouldn't mind coming back again next week.
Amazing.
And it was maths, something that I don't necessarily enjoy doing.
So tell us a bit about the referrals that you get from across the world at the moment.
It's primarily work that we have with British schools that hear about what we're doing in the UK. And they ask if it could help, and we all say yes, and then it goes from there. And it's a joy. Let's just leave it at that.
Okay. So, I think the big question is this. Diego, why are you excited about partnering with us in the Love Tutoring Festival? What's it all for?
I mean, honestly, again, I'm going back to the same thing over and over again. It's great to be part of something great,
oh,
isn't it? Yeah, yes. I mean it.
Yes.
I mean it. It comes with all sorts of wonderful things, things that will bring you joy, things that will bring you thought, things that will bring you
challenge,
stress and challenge.
Yeah.
But, you know, isn't that just how it goes from birth?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's stress and joy in one particular go, not that I've given birth ever myself, but I can imagine that, I was there for my sister, right there with her, and it was this complex thing of like joy and pain and wow. So I want to be part of something great, Julia, and I think that what you've got here is very, very precious. But I want people to know that there is an organization out there, Nudge Education, that is entirely democratised, whose sole concern is to empower tutors to engage with young people in a way that will take them away from this place of not being a great place and life is a bit pointless, and I wish I could use some words to describe it, but it's probably not good in a public forum or in anyone's house. It's pretty poopy to take them to a place where there are at least glimpses of, So we move them away from this place. I want to be part of something great, I guess.
I love it. Okay. Diego, every day during the Love Tutoring Festival, Nudge are going to be running insights sessions. Can you tell us, and those are going to be at lunchtime between 1 and 2, I believe. Could you tell us a bit about what's going to be happening during those insight sessions? Who can join? What it's for? What the idea is?
Yeah, so doing those insight sessions is a place for you to slow down. I think it's a place for you to come and learn some really precious neuroscientific insights into what it takes to engage with children and their brains and help them learn and stuff. So there'll be two main themes running through those days. So three of those 5 days, we'll be looking at breath work and the...
We'll be practicing breathing?
We'll get there.
Great.
Will definitely do that. We'll be looking at the neuroscience of breath work and how that can support academic performance.
Mm-hmm.
But we'd also be giving you and tutors... Yeah, good deep breath in.
Thank you for the reminder.
And we give you the chance to understand how breath work can really enhance your performance as a tutor.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of thing. Taking that little step back.
I think I breathe twice a week. I'm not sure. I am,
honestly,
breathe.
Mate.
Really?
I'm sometimes I have to literally think about it. Even though it's happening, there's something really, really kind of refreshing. And it's it's not, it's moving away from being a hippie and thinking about breath work and meditation and understanding that the most high performing people in the world, from the British GB team all the way through to people in business, they practice that daily.
Yeah.
And that grounds them.
Yeah.
And that helps them to do what? Connect.
So that's, breathing is on our curriculum.
Yeah.
So the other thing.
So we'll be doing 20 minutes of, you know, giving people a little bit of an understanding and practicing for 10 minutes. Beautiful. Every day at a particular time.
Beautiful. So bring your sandwich and stick around at lunchtime also, because we will have an opportunity to slow things down and to give you a chance to be intentional and to create more connectivity. And then there's one more element that we haven't had a chance to touch on yet.
Okay.
And that is the awareness sessions. So, and this idea came from you. Between 4 and 6 p.m. every day, we're going to give you a chance to book in and find out more about what it would be like to work with, what it would be like to work with Nudge, what it would be like to train with Qualified Tutor, and the rest of our sponsors as well. They'll be there and available for you to book in a slot and come in and show up and
absolutely,
be curious.
Absolutely. Don't be shy. You know, get involved. Connect.
Yeah.
And I think connect and find out who you want to be part of, where you want to fit in, if you do.
And I think what that's really going to enable us to do is that the rest of the festival, we all have projects that we're working on, but we're not going to be talking about that all through every day.
Mm-hmm.
The awareness sessions between 4 and 6 are a space for you to come and find out more. During the festival, we're all showing up as participants and as learners, ready to learn from the speakers and ready to learn from each other in the room. Diego, from my point of view, this whole process of telling people about the festival is part of the magic of the festival.
Mm.
And this process of sharing these conversations with a broader audience, an international audience, and an audience that's coming from social work and physics PhDs, and bringing them all together to understand what's this piece in the middle that we all have in common. What is tutoring when it's at its core? What is being that trusted person, right?
Yeah.
The person who's leading the change. So I'm grateful to share this process with you.
I know, yeah, me too. I mean, I cannot believe that we're part of this.
It's going to be huge.
It's such a great thing to be part of. And I mean, if you get behind all the noise, Julia, what is really this about? It's about preserving our humanity. And it sounds to me like, what on earth is this guy about? Because of course it is. Because if it isn't, why would it be helping out those who need a bit of extra support?
Yeah.
It's because we value the humanity and the fair chance and everything else. So this is really rich. And I hope lots and lots of you will join in.
Okay, so if you want to know how to get involved with the Love Tutoring Festival, go to our website, qualifiedtutor.org/Love Tutoring Festival. Over there, you will find that there are 3 types of tickets that you can buy. The majority of our tickets are free. The majority of our events are free, thanks to our partners like Diego. If you want to join our CPD accredited workshops, which are delivered by community members and will give you a certificate and also a membership to the Qualified Tutor community, then you will be able to purchase a ticket over there as well. But most importantly, join us, be part of it, make use of it. We exist to support you and to help you to love tutoring. Thank you, Diego.
Great, thank you. Get involved, everybody, and we will be there. So, see you soon.
Bye.
Thanks.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Qualified Tutor Podcast. Whether you're a regular listener of this podcast or you've just stumbled across it, join the Qualified Tutor Podcast group within the Qualified Tutor community to stay up to date with our latest news, offers, workshops, and of course, simply to meet other tutors like you. Whatever your level as a tutor, our training courses will be the next step in your professional development. Visit qualifiedtutor.org/training. to find out more about our CPD accredited and Ofqual recognised courses, the first of their kind in the tutoring industry. Your student deserves the best tutor possible. Make that happen today by joining Qualified Tutor.org.